Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. In the name of Allah, the Merciful. Dear brother and sister, Salamun Alaikum and welcome to another episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. Today is a sad occasion. Today is the martyrdom anniversary of our sixth Imam, Imam Sadiq, peace be upon him. So we offer our condolences on his martyrdom and we want Allah to be among the true believers of his nobility.
بانی روزه ها شیخ الائمه بانی روزه ها.
Today is Thursday, 25th of Shawwal, 1446 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 4th of Ordibehesht, 1404 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 24th of April, 2025 of the Christian Gregorian calendar.
As-salamu alayk, ya ibn khayr al-bashar. As-salamu alayk, ey gharib madar. As-salamu alayk, ya ibn khayr al-bashar. As-salamu alayk, ey gharib.
As I told you, today is the martyrdom anniversary of Imam Sadiq, peace be upon him. Toward the end of his lifetime, Imam Sadiq was subjected to severe restrictions placed upon him by the Abbasid Caliph Mansur, who ordered such torture and merciless killing of many of the descendants of the Prophet who were Shia, that his actions even surpassed the cruelty and heedlessness of the Umayyads. Hisham, the Umayyad caliph, had ordered the sixth imam to be arrested and brought to Damascus. Later, the imam was arrested by Safah, the Abbasid caliph, and brought to Iraq. Finally, Mansur had him arrested again and brought to Samarra, where he had the imam kept under supervision, was in every way harsh to him. Eventually, the imam was allowed to return to Medina, where he spent the rest of his life in hiding until he was poisoned and martyred through the intrigue of Mansur. On the martyrdom of Imam Sadiq, peace be upon him, we express our condolences to all of the Muslims, especially our dear Shia brother and sister.
شيخ أسامة العطار.
الإمام الصادق صلوات الله وسلامه عليه. The 25th day of Shawwal in the year 148 coincides with his martyrdom. سلام الله عليه. At the age of approximately 65 years old, give or take, the Imam سلام الله عليه is well known because he witnessed the downfall of the Umayyad dynasty and the rise of the Abbasid dynasty. This political unrest provided him with the opportunity to publicly teach about Islam, but the Islam of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi. The Islam that Allah brought down to humanity, not the Islam of Bani Umayyah. He started to produce individuals who were very well versed and very knowledgeable in religion. He raised a group of individuals, scholars. A man from Sham comes to Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam. He comes to him and he says, I hear you have answers to all kinds of sciences. He says, so what would you like? He says, I want to challenge you. Discuss. About what? Quran. Imam says, okay, have a seat. He turns to one of his companions or students, Humran ibn Ayun. He says, Humran, go ahead, challenge him. The man from Sham says, I don't want to challenge Humran, I want to challenge you. He says, challenge him. If you can defeat him, it's as if you've defeated me. Go ahead. He argues with Humran. He loses the argument. Humran wins. He comes back to Imam al-Sadiq. I want to challenge you again. About what? This time about Arabic language. No problem. Abban ibn Taghlub, get up. It's your turn. Challenge him. The man loses the argument. Comes back again. I want to challenge you about something and so on and so forth. Up to six things. Every time the Imam calls one of his students and the man loses, until the man turns to Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam, this Shami. He says, it is as if you are trying to tell me that such people are your Shia. He says, yes, indeed. Those are my Shia. The ilm they have, the knowledge they have. It is such people that carried the knowledge to us today. The knowledge that sometimes we take for granted. Such people who today I mentioned, one of them, Muhammad ibn Abi Umayr. Ibn Abi Umayr spent 17 years in the prison of Harun. 17 years. Being tortured, being beaten. His wealth was taken away from him. He was a wealthy man, businessman of fabrics. He comes back after 17 years living in the dungeon, in darkness, blind. All his wealth is gone. All his books were destroyed. But does he stop? No, he's still now. He says, whatever I remember from my masters, As-Sadiq wal-Kadhim alayhim as-salam, I will tell you. And people start to write his ahadith. That's how the knowledge was carried to us. Through such people. Such were the Shia. In addition to the Imam, salamullahi alayhi, teaching fiqh to his companions. Making sure they understand religion so well.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
You are listening to today's special, and in this part, salawat on Imam Jafar as-Sadiq, peace be upon him.
Allahumma salli ala Jafar ibn Muhammad al-Sadiq Khazin al-ilm Al-da'i ilayka bil-haq النور المبين اللهم وكما جعلته معدن كلامك ووحيك وخازن علمك ولسان توحيدك وولي أمرك ومستحفظ دينك فصل علي أفضل ما صليت على أحد من أصفيائك وحججك إنك حميد مجيد.
O Allah, send blessings on Jafar ibn Muhammad the Truthful, the treasurer of knowledge, who truthfully called people unto Thee, the evident light. Therefore, O Allah, Thou established him as a specialist expert to teach Thy words and Thy revelation, to preserve Thy knowledge, to make known Thy oneness, to administer Thy commands, to protect Thy religion. So send blessings on him much and more. Blessings than Thou had bestowed upon any of Thy close friends and Thy demonstrators, verily Thy alone art praiseworthy and almighty.
As-salamu alaykum, ya ahl bayt al-nubuwwah, ya ahl bayt al-nubuwwah, ya ahl bayt
Dear brother and sister, condolences on the martyrdom anniversary of Imam Sadiq, peace be upon him. In this part of today's special, we listen last words of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. It was the last moments of Imam Sadiq's life. His eyes were closed. All of a sudden, he opened his eyes and said, gather all the family members now. It was strange that Imam Sadiq, peace be upon him, had ordered as such in this last moment. So his close companions and his family put the efforts together and gathered all relatives. All were ready to hear what Imam Sadiq had to say. When the Imam saw that everyone was present, he told them, "Verily, our intercession or shafa'ah does not reach the one who takes prayers lightly." A man asked to the Imam Sadiq by which sign a person is determined to be a believer. Imam Sadiq replied, "By submission to Allah and satisfaction with the sad and happy events occurring to him."
Again, there are so many traditions from the Imam of what to do, where to focus our energies. Let me focus on the youth and what they have to do, because if I just sit up here and tell the elders, "You do this, 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 and this," well, the youth will just relax and say, "Well, they're doing everything." But it's a two-way street, right? It's a two-way street. The parents, the elders, the leaders, they have to do their job. But the youth also have to do their responsibility. They can't just sit back and relax and wait. They have to be proactive. They have to also make efforts to change their condition. They have to make steps to change the situation that they're finding amongst their own peers and their own community. And so the sixth Imam balances it out. The elders have a responsibility. The leaders have things that they have to do. But the youth, they play a very vital role in this puzzle. That's where we have to get to, where the youth also realize they're a part of this equation. They can't just sit on the sidelines and wait for them to be given everything on a silver platter. So the hadith of the sixth Imam is he talks about looking at the youth and he addresses the youth. He says, "I don't like to see any youth from amongst you, from the Shia community, except that you're in one of two states. Either A, you're an alim, you're a scholar," and I'm talking about scholar of religion, not about, you know, in secular studies, which are equally important. But religious scholar, he says, "I don't want to see any of my Shia youth, either an alim or muta'allim, they're a student of knowledge." There's no other third category. You know, Imam Ali alayhi salam, in Najul Balagha, he has a hadith where he says, either you're a scholar, you're a student, or you're a filth, you're garbage. You're the, you know, that foam that gathers on the water of the ocean. He says, that's what you are. If you're not an alim, you're not teaching, or you're not learning, you're basically the rubbish of the sea. And if we don't want to be garbage of the oceans, the imams tell us either be a scholar and teach other people, or be a student and learn from other people. And then the imam breaks it down. He says that if a youth is neither a scholar or a student, he says, then they have deserted the period of their youth. They've taken their period of youth and they've deserted it. And then he goes a step further. He says, if a youth is not either a scholar or a student and they have deserted the youth, then they have, as he says, they've wasted the period of their youth.
Dear brother and sister, that was all for today's special, which was a special program on the martyrdom anniversary of Imam Sadiq, peace be upon him. We offer our condolences to all of you and we say goodbye. Fi amanillah.
La ilaha illallah, Allahu Rabbi, Muhammad Nabi, Aliyul Imami. لا فتى إلا علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي لا إله إلا الله الله ربي محمد نبي علي إمامي لا فتى إلا علي إمامي
علي إمامي علي إمامي.